The difference between a security breach and a secure deployment often comes down to one thing: secure code review. It's easy to focus on firewalls, intrusion detection, and other tools, but code review is that crucial final step. Think of it as your last line of defense, ensuring vulnerabilities are identified and addressed before impacting your users. It's how we ship secure code. Code review. It's more than just a final check. Think of it as your last line of defense. It's the crucial human element before code goes live. With AI increasingly writing code, this step is even more critical. AI-generated code can appear flawless, but it might have hidden vulnerabilities. Human review catches what AI might miss. It's about ensuring quality and security. Secure code reviews are vital, and a checklist helps focus our efforts. It's a structured way to catch vulnerabilities. We cover 10 key security areas. Think authentication, authorization, user input handling, and how we implement cryptography. These aren't just items to tick off. Each area represents a potential risk if not handled correctly. Using the checklist ensures we address those risks effectively. Context is king when reviewing code. Knowing the problem it solves and its threat model is crucial. How might someone exploit this code? What are the potential attack vectors? Beyond that, consider architecture. Does the code adhere to our security principles and design patterns? Alignment here is essential for a robust system. Authentication and authorization. They're about verifying identity and permissions, respectively. We constantly need to scrutinize these access controls. Are they correct? Are they complete? Ensuring only authorized users access sensitive resources is paramount. Where do things often go wrong? The core principle? Distrust all data, whether it's entering or leaving your system. Input validation acts like a vigilant gatekeeper, only allowing legitimate requests to proceed. And output encoding? Think of it as a careful translator, guaranteeing data displays correctly in any context. This approach is crucial for preventing common injection attacks, such as SQL injection and XSS. Error handling and cryptography, often overlooked yet critical to secure coding. Leaking internal paths or database info through poor error messages? That's an open door for attackers. Craft error messages that aid debugging, but sanitize them before they're public. And cryptography? Encryption alone isn't enough, of course. You need to think about your implementation. Hard-coded secrets? That's like leaving your front door wide open. Critically, we have to actively scan our code. Are we exposing API keys, passwords, or connection strings? Don't. Use environment variables, or better yet, dedicated secret management tools. And speaking of vulnerabilities, remember dependencies. Think of them as ingredients. We need to verify they're safe and secure. Quality assurance goes way beyond just preventing crashes. Rigorous testing of security pathways is vital. We even try to break things with negative tests to ensure robustness. Consider it layered. Unit tests validate individual components, while integration tests confirm they work together seamlessly. Combining human expertise with AI is a game changer for code quality. Code review is vital, but it can be slow and inconsistent. There are tools that offer suggestions and spot patterns right in your pull requests. Others automate the review process, focusing on things like security and even the big picture architectural stuff. It's about making code review smarter, not replacing developers. Traditional SAST like SemGrep or CodeQL uses predefined rules to catch vulnerabilities. It's a reliable net for known patterns, giving you solid coverage. Now, AI SAST takes a different approach. It learns from data and recognizes new vulnerability types that traditional SIST might overlook. Think of it as finding the variants that slip through the cracks. This makes AI SAST a valuable addition to your security toolkit. For critical code, human oversight is non-negotiable. AI review tools are helpful and augment our human reviewers, but they can't replace them, especially for sensitive areas. For authentication and authorization changes, mandatory human review must be baked into our processes. This ensures the security of our systems. AI-generated code demands a new review approach. Checklists are helpful, but AI introduces unique risks. Consider this. Was your prompt detailed enough regarding security? Did it guide the AI towards secure code? More importantly, does the generated code actually achieve your intended goal? If not, you could be opening yourself to serious security vulnerabilities. If we're serious about a security-focused culture, we need to gauge our code review effectiveness. Are we reviewing enough code? Review coverage shows the percentage of changes getting security eyes on them, but speed matters too. How long does a security review take, from pull request to completion? These metrics help us ensure reviews are both thorough and timely. Security's not a gate, it's a shared responsibility. We foster that culture through a few things. First, security champions. These are developers, one per team, who get extra security training, specifically for code reviews. They're your team's point person. Then we equip everyone with review templates. This makes it easier to spot and address vulnerabilities. Secure code review isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing process. Think of it as constantly evolving, especially with AI in the mix. AI-generated code changes the game, so we need review processes that adapt. The smartest way forward is combining what humans do best with what AI tools can offer. It's a team effort, and that wraps up the key points. Hopefully that gives you a clearer picture. I wanted to share what I know. I'm curious to hear your thoughts, and I'm happy to answer any questions you have at this time.